Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Chris Livesay of CBS News, he is in Germany observing the flooding that has devastated whole sections of this extremely disciplined and organized culture. I read from the BBC report in these last hours. The deluge caught many off guard, sweeping away houses and leaving residents trapped in rising waters. 170 are still missing. The opposition Green Party said the disaster showed Germany must prepare better for extreme weather events. See California for extreme weather events. Chris, a very good day to you. Behind you, around you, are the remains of the flooding. I'm presuming that it is ebbed for now. What is your experience of the Germans? Are they shocked? Are they still numb by this? Hello, Chris.
Hello. Yeah, they're absolutely still in a state of shock, at least those that we've been speaking to, putting on a brave face, very quick to clean the mud out of their homes, pick up the debris, but it doesn't take very long to scratch beneath the surface, and the emotion comes pouring out. These are people who barely escape with their lives, and in some cases, a family I just spoke to broke down in tears when I asked them how they survived, and they said, well, we climbed up to the top floor, and at one point, I'm quoting them, my son said, please don't let me die. And that's when the father and mother both broke into tears. And they were telling me this from inside their home, which was completely empty. They'd already taken out all of their ruined appliances and furniture. But none of that mattered to them anymore. They were so relieved that they had escaped with their lives and the lives of their children.
Do you have a sense of when they got hit? Was it in the middle of the night? Was it during the day? And how is it that they didn't have warning of this? It's odd. I've only seen drone pictures of a beautiful river coursing through these gorgeous towns. So what was the experience of when the flood came?
Well, I think it was mixed. You have to really talk about a large swath of territory that stretches from Germany into the Netherlands, into Luxembourg, Belgium, Austria by now, but in the people that we've spoken to in the flood zone here in Germany have told us that there either was no warning that they received, or the warning came hours after the water was not just at their doorstep, but flooding into their home. In one case, a woman told us the only warning she came across was on Facebook, and this was the warning that her town, her local municipality had sent out. But this is the only warning she received. And she's 36 years old and uses social media. But she made the point that her parents do not use social media, nor did her brother, who has small children. And so she had to alert them by telephone and then WhatsApp, the social media application, but by then it was already too late. So the story we keep hearing is that there was either no warning or very little warning that came too late.
Because we have to get a picture, a mental picture of this, we're talking about a beautiful a rural landscape with villages. We've all traveled in Germany. We know everything is clockwork. It's extremely neat. And the rivers were almost tidy, like a SimCity arrangement. Do they have no memory of this happening in their lifetimes or their parents' lifetimes? Was there not anecdotes about a flood like this?
Yeah, so forgive me, you can see that, you can hear the tractor going by. You mentioned how pristine the agriculture is around here. They're now using their farming equipment to remove the debris. The last time there was a flood of significant magnitude in this area, locals tell me, was in 1910, but it was several yards more shallow than the latest flood. And so we're talking about several generations that have grown up without any reference point for this amount of water. I think it's quite clear that nobody could have expected the flood to be this great, this terrifying, and this deadly.
They didn't even have time to give us the sandbag setup, so that they're piling sandbags while the water's at their boots. They had to just run. So what is to be done? There is the talk, and this is during a political campaign, that this is climate change. Have you seen people repeat that? Is that now the explanation for what needs to be done to repair and to prepare?
Well, absolutely. That is one of the refrains. You hear people say that. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that just recently when she was surveying the flood zone. She made it clear that one flood is not proof of climate change, but when taken as a whole with the other recurrences of floods and other natural disasters here and around the world, that it became apparent we need to act. We need to move on reducing the impact of climate change.
The situation throughout Germany right now is chaotic, with all the missing people and with the known dead. Germany's in mourning. But what you see around you, and I saw briefly, Chris and I are talking by video link as well as audio link, is what looks to be a recovery underway. Is it military? Is it volunteers? Is it the villages themselves? I saw a photograph yesterday. It was wonderful. All these guys out with mops and hip boots.
You're seeing all of the above. You're seeing the military. I've seen military tanks out on the streets. I've seen the police. I've seen the civil protection volunteers. And right now, as we speak, I'm watching a group of senior citizen women who are sweeping their sidewalk because, you know, you've had a few days without rain now, so it's given a chance for this mud to dry and turn into dirt, and they're wasting no time to clean off their doorsteps. So this is a very proactive people here who are definitely grieving, but they're not letting that keep them from rebuilding.
Both of us have been in natural disasters. How does this compare to what we have experienced in the U.S., a hurricane, Chris? Is this similar in the shock, the denial, and then the acceptance, and then people rebuild? Is it a similar feel in Germany?
I think that's a fair comparison, certainly in terms of the amount of missing people and death toll and the sense of shock, because as time goes on and the days get longer without knowing where your loved ones are, it becomes more and more painfully clear that they're not just missing, but it might be worse. It takes a long time to assess the full depth of the damage here. So, but this is definitely a shock. I mean, we're using terms like hurricane to compare to a landlocked portion of Europe that has vineyards around me and has beautiful rolling hills and agriculture. Definitely not familiar with hurricanes and the type of devastation that they wreak. So while they're very efficient at dealing with the aftermath, they were absolutely caught off guard.
Chris Livesay of CBS News is in Heppingen, Germany, on the banks of a heretofore pastoral river, which will return to that status again, reminding me of the old 20th century proverb, the two most powerful forces in the universe are compound interest and running water. And right now, no one can know the future, but certainly the rivers of Germany can no longer be regarded as simply pastoral. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.